Hillary Clinton raised some eyebrows recently when she told Recode's Kara Swisher during Kara's podcast recording at New York's 92nd Street Y that, well, what exactly did she say? Because soon a banner appeared on CNN reading Hillary Clinton running for president in 2020. Let's get our weekly guide to the world of tech and more, Recode. And today it is with Recode's Kara Swisher. Hi, Kara.
Hi, how you doing?
I'm good, but so a lot of reaction to what people thought.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, people thought was Hillary Clinton saying, I want to run for president. Your first thoughts?
She was not saying she was running for president. She was saying she would like to be president. That's like a different thing. That's what I took away from when I was sitting next to her. So.
Right, and you were the one asking her questions. You tweeted that out,
Yeah. But
that didn't stop people from, you know, speculating, and there was both some hope, but also a lot of outrage. Let's listen to the full context of what Secretary Clinton told you last week at the 92nd Street Y. It's the taping of the Recode Decode podcast.
We're going to talk about 2020 in a minute. Do you want to run again?
No.
Wait.
No.
That was a pause.
Well, I'd like to be president.
Okay.
I think, hopefully, when we have a Democrat in the Oval Office in January of 2021, there's going to be so much work to be done. I mean, we have confused everybody in the world, including ourselves. And we have confused our friends and our enemies.
Right.
They have no idea what the United States stands for, what we're likely to do, what we think is important. So the work would be work that I feel very well prepared for, having been in the Senate for 8 years, having been a diplomat in the State Department. And it's just going to be a lot of heavy lifting.
So are you going to be doing any of that lifting? Do you feel like?
Oh, I have no idea, Kara. But I'm going to, you know, I'm not going to even think about it until we get through this November 6th election about what's going to happen after that. But I'm going to do everything in my power to make sure we have a Democrat in the White House come January of 2020.
Okay, so Kara, she was talking about how America's policies and have confused a lot of people around the world, but she did confuse some people there by saying,
a little bit.
Yeah, she's not going to be running. I'd like to be president. What did you take from that?
I think she could have been more explicit. Let's be clear. She could have said, I am absolutely not running for president, but I'd like to help whatever candidate is to do this, or I would be part of an I'd be happy to be part of an administration that was a Democratic administration in 2021. So I think she could have been more explicit. And so in a lot of ways, she was sort of having her cake and eat it too. But she has no intention of running from the people I talk to and the people close to her. And she herself, I think, has sort of left that off the table.
Well, we could hear a lot of disappointment in the audience that come to hear her speak, but also other Democrats voicing concern that she was injecting herself into politics just a week before the midterms when the Republicans, and specifically President Trump, use her as someone to gin up their base and get people to vote for Republicans. You did try to shift her attention to other potential Democratic candidates in 2020.
Yeah.
Elizabeth Warren, Michael Bloomberg. What'd she say?
She was being very diplomatic about all of them. I know she has more thoughts on them, both positive and negative, but she tried to stress the positive aspects of each of them and what kind of candidates they'd be and sort of was assessing them on that. She didn't do the negative assessments. But I think what she was trying to say is there's plenty of people in the slate of candidates and all of them would be different, essentially. What was really interesting about it to me is that what happens whenever she says anything, she obviously is Trump's favorite person to attack, you know, among his base. At the same time, other people who have lost elections, and she didn't quite lose this one. She didn't lose the popular vote, at least, which must be just grating upon her, you know, always, I would think, for the rest of her life.
She had 3 million more votes than President Trump.
Yes, yes. So other candidates who lost, John McCain, who's, of course, passed, John Kerry, Mitt Romney, they all get to speak up now. They get to speak up quite loudly. And whenever she does, Democrats and others decry her for doing so. I find that really unusual and I think she should be able to talk up. I think she should be able to say things she wants and that everything she says shouldn't be parsed quite so much.
Well, so we're still left with her saying, you asked if she would do the heavy lifting. You meant, I think, you know, well, will you run for president? I think she heard it as, will I help other candidates? She said she wasn't running, but she'd like to be president. And you interpreted that as,
right,
who wouldn't have wanted to put that much work in and be a politician? Who wouldn't have wanted to be president? But it's still, there's sort of a cloud over what she meant. But you did ask her specifically about Russian interference in the midterms. What did she say?
Well, I'd done that because right after the election, I did an interview with her where she was sort of painting the picture of exactly what the Mueller investigation found. And at the time, people had made fun of her for doing that and calling her paranoid. And so I wanted to point out that she was entirely right about what she had said about the impact of the Russians. Unfortunately, I think we'll never know what the true impact is, except that they were there and it had some impact. And so we were discussing essentially that she was right about what had happened and what we need to do going forward. And she definitely criticized the social media companies for their role in that problem and wondered whether they were prepared for elections going forward.
That's Recode's Kara Swisher on her conversation with Hillary Clinton. We'll link you to her podcast, Recode Decode, at hearnow.org. But don't think you're hearing Hillary Clinton say she's running, according to Kara. Kara, thank you so much.
Thank you.